Welcome inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny Kane here with you. Joining me for the first time here this season is Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West girls. Last year, what a great year it was for the D West girls. 22-4 overall, made it to the state tournament. And overall, coach, you know, you head into this year now with a lot of expectations, your state rank. But just first off, let's start with this. How have the first couple weeks of practices gone?
Oh, they went well, Johnny. You know, we're kind of evolving. You know, we lost a lot of seniors a year ago, but we're kind of the place in our program now where expectations are fairly high. And when the girls come in and they come in and go to work and understand what's expected of them. And this group of girls is a good group. They're very competitive. They're competitors, to say the least. So they're a good group, and they feel like we let one slip away at the end of the year last year at state, and they're pretty hungry to get back. So that's been very, very good as far as a coach's standpoint. You know, it's fun to be around that, and it's been fun so far trying to understand and get us into our roles for this season, and they're excited and ready to go.
Yeah, you mentioned the girls that you lost from last year, but really when you look at the end of the year, you were playing a lot of young girls, so now you bring those girls back here for this year. Just what are your expectations for some of those other younger girls that are now, you know, those juniors and sophomores that you played a lot last year? What are your expectations for them?
Well, we expect them to take a jump, no question about it. And we're kind of the type of program, you know, we don't shy away from expectation. We embrace it. We know it's there, and when we don't meet it, we're disappointed in that, and these girls are that way. We're gonna miss our seniors. They are great leaders that played for us for 4 years and got our program going to the direction it needed to. And we will miss them greatly. But this group is a good a good group in terms of like I said, they're very competitive. They understand what's ahead of them, and they feel. I've reiterated that, but they feel like they let one slip away. You know, we feel like we should have been in that title game and just didn't play our best basketball that day, and that happens. But the hunger to get back there is what has pleased me so much as a coach.
Yeah, and you look at here to the start of this season, you'll have Axtell coming up on Thursday night, and then you'll have Riverside next Tuesday. So what are just your expectations for the girls here in these first couple of games? I mean, you know you're going to see some mistakes with it being the first game of the year and the jitters out there as well, but just what are your expectations for the girls?
Well, we have the same goals all the time. We want to make sure we're playing as a team and we're getting better. We talk about that a lot, and that's one thing I want to see out of them on Thursday night. You know, we're going to have a ton of mistakes. You know, we've got some girls that are going to be playing in a lot different roles than they were a year ago, and with that comes a little bit of a learning curve that'll take them a little bit of time. But hopefully we've sped that up. We had a good summer. Able to get on the floor and get better, and so we've had a good summer coming into this. Like I said, you know, the girls are aware of what's ahead of them. They understand what it takes to be great, and hopefully we can continue that climb to get to where we want to go.
Well, Coach, certainly look forward to seeing what your girls can accomplish this year and look forward to talking with you throughout this season as well. But good luck here against Axtell on Thursday, Riverside on Tuesday. But good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Johnny. Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.